The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus dismissed the crowds and went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He said in reply, "He who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed, the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and all evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, which is worse? The destruction of our planet and every planet in our solar system and every star and actually the entire galaxy itself and every galaxy upon galaxy and the whole entire cosmos, or the loss of one human soul? It'd be the loss of one soul, because a human soul is eternal and everything else passes. What jumped out today reading the gospel was when our Lord says the weeds are the children of the evil one. Now, I think that we just kind of gloss over that because most Christians, even many Catholics, we don't even believe there is an evil one. And if there is, he certainly would have very, very few children. I mean, but God spoke of this in the beginning. He said the children of the woman and the children of the serpent, and the battle will be there. We kind of have the sense that, you know, maybe there's a few individuals scattered throughout the world, very, very despicable creatures who have given themselves to the evil one, and they are his children. But everyone else, you know, maybe we're not saints, but we're good to go. I mean, everyone's going to heaven, right? Most of you were here last week. There was a man who is not a parishioner here, and he began to manifest in the vestibule. He is possessed. And I spoke to him afterwards, and this guy, he's a practicing Catholic. He's going to Mass on Sundays, and he's trying to say his prayers. When he was a teenager, there was a girl that he really liked, he was interested in. And so one day he said to the devil, just kind of out loud, he said, "If you're real, I really like this girl. I'll give my life to you if you'll let me have her." And then he played around with the Ouija board a few times. He's actually a pretty good guy. I remember my mom, when she went to confession at the age of 40, for the first time in 23 years. And God allowed that she had a dream, maybe a nightmare, that was one of those really vivid ones that she knew was actually real, that God was speaking to her. And he allowed the evil one to come in her dream, and she understood that until that moment of her confession, she actually belonged to him. I mean, she would tell you that right now. She would say, I was in his grasp. Those people who knew my mom, they'd be like, "Oh my gosh, she's a fantastic mom. She does everything for her kids." I remember myself when I really started to live the faith in my late teens. And I understand, you know, I look back at all the, and actually I was still struggling with mortal sin. You know, skipping Mass on Sundays every once in a while, falling here and there. And like just one day, I knew that if I had died in the midst of that, I would have been separated from God forever. I mean, the thought was so horrifying that I didn't belong to God during those years, except maybe the few times I went to confession. And I don't know whose prayers merited for me the grace to come back. You know, maybe it was my parents. Maybe it was God, you know, a few chosen souls in the world who said, you know, "Heavenly Father, do whatever you want with my prayers, with my daily Mass, with my sacrifices." My brothers and sisters, we can never imagine how valuable living our faith is. You know, you just come to Mass every day. Do you know how many graces you merit for the world? Every time you pick up the rosary, every tiny little sacrifice that you make. Our Blessed Mother, I just finished this, a really beautiful work, and it spoke about what she said to the children of Fatima. Now, little kids, and she comes to them and she says, "Do you wish to offer yourselves to God to endure all the sufferings that He may please to send you as an act of reparation for the sins by which He is offended, so that you can bring about a great conversion of souls?" My brothers and sisters, it's those who are given to Our Lady in every age that are the most zealous for the conversion of souls, that bring about the salvation of so many individuals. Our parish is named after her, consecrated to her, and I know that many of you have done a personal consecration to Our Lady. She is the one who is our mother. The children are either hers or they're His. And our Lord reveals today in the Gospel, and He can only speak the truth, He is the truth, that there are children of the evil one. But most of them are actually pretty darn good people, trying to live good lives, but they don't have the light of faith. And we've been entrusted with that light to assist them to come to know our Lord. Let us endeavor to give ourselves ever more completely to Our Lady, that she might assist us to be ever more zealous for the salvation of souls. She's come to the world in the last century like never before. She prepared the world. It was in and through her that Jesus came the first time. It will be in and through her that He will come again. There's a reason she's coming.